Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, a great hero to many of us, a man who tells the truth as he sees it, and boy, do I respect that. Jim, how's it going?
Well, I'm doing fine. We had a great Christmas holiday, looking forward to New Year's, and, you know, hopefully a better 2018.
You know, I have a new theory. Let me test it out on you. The great social philosopher Arlo Guthrie is the one who taught me this. And that is that in order to have light, you have to have dark for the light to go into. See what I mean? So we've had this terrible experience for the last year with Donald Trump. And that's the dark. Now, could we, I mean, is there a possibility that we could have some really good things coming as a result that we would never have had if we didn't have the dark? Get it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that we'll get a new Congress. I'm hoping, you know, that people will continue to speak up and, and be part of the resistance, and also be part of helping, you know, set a course for this country where we can actually help everybody, not just a very few at the top. So I believe that. I mean, if I didn't believe that something good could come out of all of this, I think I'd retire and go to a desert island and pick coconuts for the rest of my life.
That's great. I like coconuts. So I was thinking. Yeah. So I was thinking about one thing specifically, and we were talking about it on the radio this morning, and that is the idea of Medicare for all. Now, we go in, we have this terrible fight about Obamacare. The president tries to destroy it. Trump tries to destroy it. And to some degree, he gets his way, although it's turning out an awful lot of people are still signing up for it. And the government may be putting a lot of money in for those people who can't afford it. So they may have reversed on him a little bit. But I'm wondering whether Medicare for all might come out of something like this and not have been possible otherwise.
Well, I support Medicare for all, and I think, you know, you raise a good point. I mean, ironically, you know, Trump went after the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act, which was originally a very conservative idea. I mean, the Heritage Foundation had that idea, and by eliminating the individual mandate, what he may end up doing is forcing prices up in the private market. So, you know, he's undercutting, you know, his idea that, you know, more competition in the free market will, you know, produce better health care or lower costs. So that will, you know, increase the demand for expanded Medicare or expanded Medicaid in these states. And so it in many respects is paving the way for a bigger government role in health care. Look, the bottom line is everybody in this country needs health care. It ought to be a right. It ought to be affordable. It ought to be accessible. And everybody, no matter if you're Donald Trump or you're the poorest person in this country, ought to have access to first-class health care. I mean, that should be our goal. And that's what we need to continue to fight for.
How important? You're up there in the Capitol, and you watch the lobbyists come by and all the rest. How important are the insurance companies in these debates, Jim?
Well, the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies play a big role in kind of blocking the kind of health care that I think most Americans want. And I say that because, look, insurance, the pharmaceutical companies don't want anything that will infringe on their profits. I mean, we for example, you know, when we first debated the Affordable Care Act in the House, we were pushing this idea that, Medicare ought to be able to negotiate lower drug prices on behalf of all Medicare recipients, just like the VA does. I mean, it's a way to control, you know, the cost of prescription drugs. And the big pharma came in and, you know, killed that idea. Their lobbyists came in and threatened members of Congress of both parties and ended up with no progress on that. And the same with some of these private insurance companies. I mean, look, you know, I know a lot of good people that work in the insurance industry, but they're a for-profit industry. And so a lot of what motivates them is, you know, not making sure that you have access to all the care that you need or, you know, you can afford everything. A lot of what matters to them is the bottom line. And so as long as, you know, healthcare is about for-profit, we're going to continue to have these, you know, these inequities. And so, you know, it is what it is. Look, one of the things that I believe that this shows is the need for campaign finance reform. We ought to figure out a way to take the money out of politics. We ought to overturn Citizens United. We ought to have real strict campaign finance laws that restrict how much can be spent on campaigns, because campaigns, you know, are too much about money and not enough about the people.
What are you seeing in terms of these polls? We know we have a lot of gerrymandered, legislatures have gerrymandered a lot of congressional districts to the great advantage of the Republicans. Do you think that there could be an overwhelming change in 2018?
I do. I really do. And I think a lot of Republican women who live in suburbs, which have tended to go Republican, I think are beginning to move things in the direction of the Democrats. I think, you know, the Trump's presidency, I mean, in all of its extremes and all of the offensive things that he says, I think has turned a lot of people off, a lot of people who have been in the middle, a lot of moderate Republicans. And I believe that they're going to show up in droves in the midterm elections. And they're going to provide a check on this presidency. Look, when you look at the elections in Virginia, I mean, it was supposed to be really close. And that governor's race was not close. And in fact, the Democrats look like they may be taking back the state legislature. And in these, you know, state legislative districts that were very hardcore Republican, I mean, Democrats have won. And the key to that has been women and women in the suburbs. Healthcare was the number one issue in the Virginia race. And even in Alabama, I mean, you know, they had a disgraceful candidate that unfortunately the president thought fit to endorse. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, there was a line that was crossed. And, you know, a lot of Alabama voters that, you know, would never think of voting for a Democrat, you know, enough was enough. And so I think we're at that point where people are like, enough is enough. We need a change.
I only have 2 minutes left in this segment, but I wanted to ask you about Honduras. You've been outspoken on this. Could you tell us what's going on?
Well, there was an election that was not credible, and the incumbent president declared victory. And unfortunately, the United States jumped the gun and said we recognize the incumbent president as the legitimate winner, when, you know, the Organization of American States and human rights organizations and organizations that are focused on upholding elections with integrity all said there ought to be a revote. There were so many irregularities. And look, I mean, Honduras has been plagued by corruption, gang violence, you know, just tremendous inequality. And, you know, if things are going to change, you know, you need to have a democratic system that has some integrity. And, you know, that we thought it was okay just to say, you know, we certify the incumbent. And, you know, in the midst of all these irregularities, I think it was a mistake. That's something we're going to regret. You know, a lot of the immigrants coming into the United States now are coming from Honduras because of the terrible situation in that country. There's no hope to make things better when you have an election like the one you just had.
And Donald Trump, once again, supporting the theoretically unsupportable.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, we're the United States of America. We're supposed to uphold, you know, standards of democracy and, you know, good, clean, fair elections and, you know, human rights. And it just seemed like none of that mattered. And the statement that came out of the State Department, you know, basically just, you know, put a stamp of approval on the election and didn't demand anything from the government, didn't demand, you know, them cleaning up the corruption that existed or, you know, respecting the rights of people who are in the opposition, who are engaged in peaceful protest. Nothing. It was like, you know, you're our guy. And again, you know, our history in Latin America, you know, over the last several decades is not something we can always be proud of. I mean, we've done some pretty bad things in Latin America. Mm. I was hoping that was beginning to change. Unfortunately, I think us rubber stamping this election shows it's the same old, same old.
Jim McGovern is the Massachusetts 2nd District Congressman, a great hero to many of us. He's been in office since 1997. Keep doing what you're doing, Jim, and we'll be back to talk about more.
Thank you.